Hey listeners, it's your host Destiny. This is episode 7 of a Reflection of Dest podcast. Let's get into this episode. The topic of this episode is vibes, or the energy you sense for other people. Now, not everyone has this special gift where they can read a person's energy. Now, let me rephrase that for y'all. Some people may ignore their gift of sensing someone else's energy. Have you ever been in a room and felt someone vibe based on their presence? They didn't even have to speak to you for you to know that they're a good or bad person. Some of you probably thinking, how in the world would I be able to determine that without even speaking to a person that entered the room? Well, the best response I can tell y'all is that when you get around a certain person, your body has different reactions, like facial expressions. Facial expressions can tell a lot when it comes to you being around somebody or doing something. It really tells your mood. Or you can have a gut feeling, which is basically your intuition that's telling you something. Or you can just feel the strong presence of good and evil. For example, two people can be mad at each other and be in a group setting with others. Everyone in the group can feel the tension between the two people who are mad at each other. It can feel like a big elephant in the room. Now, I don't know if some of you heard of that expression before. It basically means something that no one isn't trying or wants to talk about. I can tell y'all plenty of stories where I've been at work, school, or any other place where I didn't even know certain strangers, and I could tell whether or not a person is good or bad. It's the fact that their energy is so strong, I can feel it. And I really feel like it's my gift from God, because not everybody can tell whether or not somebody's good, or they can read someone's intention. And maybe it's because I'm very observant, but at the same time, it's just that feeling. And it's so hard to describe to a certain extent. But if you can relate to this topic, then you will understand a little bit more of what I'm saying. And one thing that really catches my attention is when my whole mood changes when someone comes in a room or an area that I'm in. I could be in a happy mood, I can be having a good time, and then all of a sudden I feel upset. That's how I can tell when a person has a bad vibe to them. They didn't even have to speak to me for me to get upset about something with them. It's weird how intuition can alarm us. No, I don't want any of you think that I have some type of jealousy towards anyone that comes my way. I'm not a jealous person at all, or don't like anyone for no reason at all. I'm just blessed with a gift where I can pick the good from the bad or the fake from the real. Every person can read a person's body language if you pay attention enough. For example, if someone's nervous, maybe they're shaking or their palms getting sweaty, or you can hear them stuttering, you can just tell that something is very off about the person. And that's another way you can learn a lot about a person, because of their body language. And no, I'm not an expert on it, so I'm not going to get too deep into that. But that's just my thoughts, that how I feel about the body language part of this topic. And anyways, anyone has an ability to feel some type of vibe from a stranger or a person they know. You just have to pay attention, like I was saying, to the person you come across. Sometimes that intuition or that little gut feeling that you have is a sign or a signal. And when you get that sign and signal, make sure you listen to what's going on. Make sure you pay attention to your body reactions, like I was explaining to y'all. Because your body reactions, or your body gives you those feelings that you should take seriously. Like, you're not feeling that way for no reason. And no, if you feel that way, you're not tripping at all. Trust me, you are not tripping. Sometimes you have to learn yourself a little bit more to understand why you feel certain ways. And yeah, just to think about vibes and stuff, some people vibes are so strong, and I'ma go into like good vibes. Like, some people have such good vibes and such a warm presence that it just makes you feel happy and comfortable around them. And you will know those type of people when you're around them. You always happy around them. You don't have no reason to dislike them. They're just a very pleasant person to be around. And then there goes the negative people. It's just every time they're around you, you just in a damper mood, you're angry, you're really moody, and they mood really affects you and rubs off on you because of their vibe that they're giving off. That's why it's best to stay away from negativity most of the time, because you can pick up on negative vibe very easily. Well, at least I feel like you can pick up on a negative vibe easier than a good vibe. And it's so bad and it's so crazy how we can pick up on the bad stuff easily, but when it comes to the good stuff, it's just hard to come around. If y'all get what I'm saying. But I just wanted to get that off my mind about vibes and stuff, because I'm a really big person on reading someone's vibe. And if I feel like your vibe is kind of off or is making me feel uncomfortable to a certain extent, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to communicate with you. And I'm sure if some of you that are listening to this episode, if you felt some way about some people let me rephrase that, some people, then you would try your best not to be around them, because it's just something about them that maybe you can't quite figure out, or maybe you already kind of sense that something just wrong, something is not good about them. It's just their allure, I think I used the right word, but it's just their presence. I'm gonna use the word that I've been using. It's just that their presence isn't something you want to be around. And I feel bad for those type of people, because they let so much negative energy surround them so much, or a whole lot, to the point where others can feel it also. And I pray to God that when people are around me, they don't ever feel like I have such a strong, like, negative presence. Honestly, I feel like maybe people get more of a comfortable, like, good vibe around me, because people always seem to talk to me, like, randomly about a lot of stuff, even their personal business. I guess because I have that vibe where they can be comfortable, they can be themselves, because, like I said, I'm not the type of person that don't like anybody for no reason. I'm not judgmental. I'm just a very understanding person, and I guess people can feel that. And I'm sure if you are an understanding person and you just give off a warm, like, vibe and stuff, other people are attracted to it or whatever. But yeah, I'm gonna just stop right here, and this is like the ending of this episode. And I just want to let y'all know that you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook at Reflection and Desk. And also, if you enjoy reading blogs, you can check out my blog, reflectionanddesk.com. I have everything in the description box of this episode for you. Bye, guys.